you know, last week was kind of all for us because we didn't play on Sunday. So now just getting back in the flow of it, and I'm just glad to be back playing football.
Randy, Bill was talking about your role as a leader on this team and how it's grown this year. Can you discuss and talk about how you picked up that role this year?
I think it's just believing in, you know, what coach is selling. When you have everybody on the same page, I guess it's easier to lead a team. And I think everybody's buying in what he's selling. So I don't think it's just me being a leader. I think it's just everybody's on the same page. So, you know, we really have to turn things around and, you know, go out with a great week of practice because this is going to be a long road trip. But I think we're up for the challenge and hopefully we get it done.
What did it mean to you to be voted a captain?
Well, definitely, it's a blessing. That means that, you know, the guys still believe in me, that I can lead on and off the field, you know, if it's with my play or with my emotions or if it's verbally. So, you know, that's a good thing. It definitely, you know, felt good to be appointed captain of the New England Patriots.
What kind of confidence to Al Davis's comments from yesterday?
No, not at all.
What kind of confidence are you developing in Matt as time goes on, Castle?
Well, I think that, first of all, he has to believe in himself. And I think it'll trickle on down to the whole offense. And, you know, we've seen, you know, Matt progress on these last couple weeks, I think, quicker than we expected him to. So, you know, we just have to put, you know, guys around him. And luckily he's the quarterback. So, you know, he gets the good and the bad. And, you know, with the 10 guys that, you know, that we put around him, it's, we have to make it happen. It's not really everything is on him or on his shoulders. He has to be smart and distribute the ball, but at the same time, he still has 11 guys out there that has to get the job done. So, you know, we like what we're doing as a whole offensive unit, and hopefully we can keep it going.
What stands out to you about this San Francisco defense?
How fast they are. You know, they got Willis, their middle linebacker, very experienced secondary, and they really stand out in film. You know, they really hawk that ball, and you know, it's been a point of emphasis on, you know, playing fast and getting off to a good start. So just by looking at film, they have a great group of guys, not just on defense but on offense too. They're very experienced and, you know, very well coached. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us this week, and, you know, hopefully we can get it done. So we'll see what happens.
Randy, it's early to tell. What do you think of the timing of the bye week, just getting on the same page with Matt and having that extra week off to work on things?
Well, we had the week off on Sunday, but, you know, we got down to football. So, you know, the weekend was really for us to rest our bodies, and I think we did that. So, you know, it is early. We did have an early bye week. So the good thing is if, you know, we can keep practicing, keep working day in and day out, knowing we don't have a week off. So, you know, I look forward to this run. And, you know, like I said, I'm just glad to be back and playing on Sundays. That's it.